We're at Aviation Gateway Park on the fly. J. Munchie, thanks for listening, and thanks for being at Oshkosh. If you're here, if you're not here, please plan to come next year. Right, Dave?
2017, we're already planning for it.
I'm sure. I see signs everywhere, especially like houses around Oshkosh. They're already got their signs out. Rent me, 2017.
It's never too early to start.
Aviation Gateway Park, if you just tuned in, has a drone center. It has an innovation center, a forums park over here.
Yep, it's a new venue for EAA. Four fantastic venues over here just northwest of the tower. Our innovation center, our education and career center, forums, and our amazing drone center here as well for a lot of activities on unmanned flight, recreation and commercial.
Yeah, I mean, today, Dave, we're kind of focusing on education and careers and the pilot pathway mainly. And we've got some gentlemen here from a couple of different regional airlines. We've got Eric Grazer from ExpressJet, and we have Anthony Porlatin and James Duvier from good old GoJet. And we're going to talk about taking them out of that college environment and moving up the path and what they're looking for in the recruiting side. Who wants to talk? James? Anthony? Okay, Anthony. When a kid applies to you from Embry-Riddle, first of all, there's these pathway programs. Talk to us about how that works.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thanks for having us out here, first of all.
Sure.
Yeah, we have these pathway programs set up to kind of sort out a couple different things, but primarily to help prepare these students that are coming from where they're coming from at the university to enter the regional world. Obviously, there's a big difference between flying a small aircraft and flying a jet in a 121 environment, and that's specifically what these pathway programs are set up for. I know with the pathway program we have, we try to give these students that come in the experience that they need. We give them sim time. We want them to actually physically come to the property, talk with pilots that are on the line, talk with our dispatchers, with our maintenance people, people in management, to see, have a whole overall bird's eye view what it's like to work at a 121 carrier.
And how about ExpressJet, Eric?
Yes, sir. Just like Anthony said, it's pretty much the same kind of deal. We really want the nation's next generation of pilots to have options. So pathway programs are a big deal of that, where we have pathways to different majors. Specifically, ExpressJet has a pathway to United Airlines as well as JetBlue Airways. So it's nice that we have these pathways that from just not only a college level, where we have the ability for them to come in right to ExpressJet with a conditional job offer while they're in training. We also have career pathways for them as well. So that's a pretty nice thing that parents who are helping out their money for the flight, they kind of see they've got some options for the kids.
Yeah, so what are you looking for? I guess I'll throw this out to either of you. What are you looking for in terms of the ideal candidate for hire coming out of the universities?
Well, primarily what we're looking for is well-rounded people. Okay. To work in an airline environment in general, it's not just about being a pilot. You have to wear many hats. You've got to have good management skills. You got to be a weatherman. You got to be a psychologist. You've got to have customer service skills. You've got to have many skills to be able to cover all aspects of it to be a successful career airline pilot. And that's what we're looking for in a candidate.
Okay. And what kind of experience do you expect them to have just kind of beyond the degree at that point?
Any experience is good. Life experience helps, obviously, if they had some other kind of experience outside. Many of them, worked second jobs. I think people that have an experience outside the airlines and they bring that into what's going on in their field gives them a lot of perspective.
What other kind of incentive? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that you might not know, Dave, but
no,
there's there's a lot of second career people, too.
Absolutely.
How about third careers? Any third careers? It's never too late, is it?
No. A friend of mine has been in the police department for 20 years now. He's 45 years old. He's retiring from the police force as a commander, and he wants to be an airline pilot for the next 20 years. 65 is the mandatory retirement age now.
Yep,
so you're seeing a lot of that, right?
We are, and I'll tell you, our success rate with second career pilots is very good. We got guys that come in here, and they realize this is the career field that they want.
Really?
And they have the drive to get through. It's not like, a lot of students when they're entering college and they're a little wish-washy as far as what they want to do with their life. It's more of a time-tested thing. And when you get those people with that experience, boy, they bring an overall overwhelming experience to the job field that they're in. So, and they contribute more because people that don't have other aspects of, you know, if they don't have managerial skills, if they don't have customer service skills, they can't contribute that.
So would those kind of, returnees to the workforce, if you will, have to go back and get some sort of collegiate experience in aviation, or can you groom them with a degree in business?
Absolutely not. You know, it's not limited to that.
Okay.
I personally like people that have that varied background. It's great if you have a career, you know, your entire career has been in aviation. But you know what? If you come from a different background, it kind of tells me that, you know what? This person's time tested. Mm-hmm. And this is something that they really want. And they're going to contribute something else other than just the flying to the airline.
Well, it certainly sounds like with the pending shortage or the ongoing shortage that you're looking for many different outlets to hire from.
And that's something I like to hammer on with people, as this is, don't feel like just because you started your life in something else, you cannot get into aviation. You certainly can get into aviation at any age. Hmm. We've got guys in their 50s that they want to make a career change, and we try to push them that it's not too late. It's something that everybody can achieve. It's a good career goal at any age.
That's fantastic. It's very encouraging to hear.
It is. And so we'll go back to ExpressJet here. And when you are scanning through the things, are you thinking about if they're going to, we'll just throw this out there, if they're going to be leaving soon, are you trying to diversify your hiring enough that you're going to capture some people who actually you think will actually make a career out of ExpressJet rather than pathwaying up through the major airline?
Sure, we absolutely do. And just like Anthony said, you know, we've got a lot of career changers that come, they're now looking at the regionals. They didn't realize it was an option before. So now they're doing that. A lot of those guys are great because they do want to stay. They only have a limited amount of years left in their career, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, however long that may be. So they're not looking just to come in and then go over to the next big step and go to Mainline, United, Delta, American, whoever. And, I mean, we look every applicant. As long as they're qualified, we want every pilot we can find, of course. But that's the nice thing is, you know, we do have a nice mix of people that want to be at an airline just for a career, at our airline for just a career, or use it as a stepping stone to go to the next big step for them.
So if I'm starting at age 50, for instance, I always hear the term seniority in the airlines. Am I starting way at the bottom with a salary in the 20s, or what are the expectations that I could look forward to as a returning to the field?
Yeah, that's just what the airlines are.
Yep.
You always start next time you go to the next airline. You know, here I've been at my airline this many years. When I start at the next airline, I'm going to be that first year FO at FO pay.
Okay.
You know, a lot of these guys, I just interviewed a guy just yesterday, probably, I'm not exactly sure his age, but he's only got a few years left, maybe 6 years, 7 years. And he is so excited to do this career change. And for him, he has no, you know, he's made his money through other ways and stuff. So he's going to, you know, his plan is he wants to upgrade fairly fast within about a year, year and a half. He owns his own airplane, so he's got all the time. And he'll probably do the check airman job or a sim instructor for his last few years, and he'll be very content. And we're real happy to have him because, you know, we get a lot, you know, and then we'll have a lot of pilots that do come in that are ready to go on to United here in a few years or Delta or wherever. You know, so we have that balance. We still need some that are going to be eventually senior guys.
Right.
They're going to teach the newer pilots to come in, and then so you do have some of both. The airlines itself, especially a regional, I think primarily most everybody, their goal is to go on to mainline. So it's kind of a smaller percentage that actually do make it their end-all, you know, job.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the young kids, of course, we're talking that pathway program again. Mm-hmm. And you know that, and it's a developed program. Eric, tell us about at ExpressJet how that works.
Okay, well, we have our AP3 programs, the Airline Pilot Pathway Program. It's a great program for our college-level students. We have about 70 different schools that we partner with where you can join the program at any time during your college career. And then once you get your instrument rating, you're now eligible to test our AP3 testing, which is basically an interview for ExpressJet. And upon completion of that test, they actually have a conditional job offer to last them until they have their hours and are ready to come in and work for us. They don't have to re-interview at a later point, you know, a couple years down the road. They're already ready. All we got to do is we just have to review their application, make sure they don't have any major disqualifying issues, and then we put them into a new hire club.
What would be a disqualifying issue?
Any kind of major crimes, DUIs, things like that, that would prevent you from having your security badge to get around the airport and also to fly into different countries.
Fly into different countries. Touch on that a little bit. I know Canada's a little funny about that.
Yeah, Canada's a little funny about that. Yeah, if you have a DUI, you can't fly into Canada at all unless you get a waiver, which costs, I think, $5,000 and about 2 years of trying to get that waiver. And the company's not going to pay for it. You know, it's a mistake right. that happened on that person's fault. So, you know, we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, if you want to be an airline pilot, you need to make good choices.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming be able to pass a first-class medical exam
Absolutely.
As well. So there are certain conditions from a health standpoint that you need to be aware of.
But believe it or not, I mean, this is not we're certainly not doing a medical show today. But right. I will say, and you guys can back me up on this, that the medical side of it has gotten a lot better over the last couple of years. They are allowing many more things into the first class medical, many more procedures than you can reapply, even bypasses and things like that, where years ago you'd be like, there's no way, you know. And now they actually are evaluating airline pilots for these things, and guys are returning to the cockpit years later after having something like this.
Sure,
so,
sure.
And we have kids also coming through the program. I know a young man who's 20 who's had 3 heart surgeries, and his dream is to be an airline pilot. And he probably will be able to.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break back to the station, and then we're going to talk some more about this pathway and career stuff. J-Mont G, we're on the fly. You're listening to EAA Radio.